All right. Good morning, everybody. I think a lot of you guys thought yesterday was Monday, but it was actually Tuesday. I know you had like two Sundays in a row. It was sort of weird. But anyway, so we were a little light on assignments. So that's my big comment for this morning is you still have time to get me an assignment from last week, or you could really do a double duty this week and you'll have to outline or bullet point chapters 1 through 15 for your assignment for chapters 9 through 15 as we do chapter 16 part 2 today. Anyway, think about it, but I'd love to get assignments from you guys. And I sent Susie's out. Susie did a great job just kind of bullet pointing the bullet point. She bullet pointed the bullet points, and that's all you got to do. You don't have to write a thesis or a dissertation on each chapter. It'll get overwhelming. But it's just quickly how they're applying and how they're applying to your what you're doing today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, and we do thank you for the time to be together, to gather together, to learn, to grow. We thank you for the opportunity to take a moment to look back as we move ahead. And we thank you, Lord, that even really it's not looking back. It's just a reminder as we move forward to not leave things that we need to be doing, Lord, by the wayside, but to really apply them and use them daily as we work in our families, our businesses, our churches, and all the different places that you have placed us as we desire to honor you. We thank you for this day. We give it to your hands. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Here we go. I just wanted to share one verse as Pat was teaching. Just made me really think about that. Think about, and as we look around us, we're always looking for an easier way. There's got to be a simpler way. There's got to be an easier way. You know, it's so constraining to follow the rules. It's so constraining to, you know, walk with God, all these things in our lives. We always are looking for an easier way out for some reason, probably because of sin. But anyway, 1 Timothy 4:3, it says it this way. And I love the way the New American Standard puts it. It says, for the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. And so that's why we just always want to be knowing that we're, you know, one, we're under good teaching, we're studying scripture, we're finding good sources, because we can always find a source somewhere that'll tell us what we want to hear. But my experience is that when it's inconvenient and crosses my will, so to speak, it's probably most likely it's correct. And that's where we always have to make those assessments when we ask God. And Pat talked about asking, you know, when we're about to breach fiduciary duty, the thing to do is to come to Him. And when we're in Scripture, it's a lot harder to breach our fiduciary duty when we're in Scripture and we're under teaching and we're listening. It's really easy to breach it when we say, that's not for me. That's not for today. That was for Moses, but it's not for me, or whoever it is. Anyway, so I just want to kind of comment that. So as you revisit the chapters and look at them, think about that. Anyway, let's pray, and let's, as we get back to work, and about the many things God has on our list for today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be together, to gather together over the phone, so to speak, and listen and learn and grow. We're business owners, and we have work to do. We're in a place, in a position of responsibility and leadership. And Lord, we took it on voluntarily and willingly. But when we did that, there was much to glean and to learn of what it means. So now, as we took the position, May we listen, learn, and grow as business owners and leaders in our companies. Lord, that the things we do, and as we get back to work today and we look at the list of what's before us, that we would do things correctly with correct assessments and just leaving judgment where it belongs by the wayside so that we can move forward in accordance with you. We thank you for this day. We commit it to your hands. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.